Wild card weekend, well, it wasn't kind for me. It wasn't kind for the maestro. It was so-so for Mike Fliegelman. Look, we're playing out the string at this point. It's not going to be the season we envisioned, but the idea is to finish with some pride. And I happen to like these games a good amount. And I do want to end the season on a high note. So it's the third to last time we're going to do this year. Hard to believe. The divisional round in the NFL and the national championship in college football. We got five games to pick. Why waste any time? It's time for the world famous Unlocks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
All right, let's get it. And let's just say the record, not kind for yours truly, when you're 40-47-2 on the year. Five games to pick. Let's get right to it. We begin with Minnesota and the San Francisco 49ers. And I went against, if you remember, the Vikings last week. Turned out to be a monumental mistake. The Vikings played great down in New Orleans. Dalvin Cook did the job. The Viking defense disrupted Drew Brees. And now I get the sense that they can do it again. Remember, the much maligned Kirk Cousins went into last week under the microscope, played great. He's got nothing to lose, I'd say. He won his playoff game. He had his moment. I think the pressure in this game is on Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners. They may find a way to win a close game, but I get the sense this game will be competitive. I think the Niners defense, if you look at their numbers over the last five or six games in the regular season, vulnerable to state of least. I'd be a little concerned about the health and the status of Thielen, what Diggs is going to look like, but I think they can exploit that Niners secondary. I think the Niners and the Vikings, they play a tight game. They're playing a tight game. I'll take the 7 points. I'm not feeling as frisky as our buddy Harry, who told me the other day he likes the Vikings to win outright. I could definitely see it. But when in doubt, take the 7. I'm rolling with Minnesota in game number 1. Game 2, this is probably the toughest game of the bunch for me to pick, with Tennessee taking out Baltimore. Because if Tennessee gets off to a slow start, and all of a sudden they got to abandon the run, that's a problem for them. But you want to slow down the soon-to-be MVP. Run the football. That is what the Tennessee Titans can do. Derrick Henry has been a runaway freight train. The Titan offensive line is good. I think they're going to be competitive in this game. Now, again, I don't think the Ravens are losing. But you're giving me 10 points with a team that can play ball control. I like that. Also, I'm not in love with the idea of Baltimore basically not playing a game for almost 3 weeks. I think that also favors the Tennessee Titans. I'll take the Titans plus the 10. Game number 2. Game 3. The Texans going to Kansas City. And remember, Houston was the only game we got right last week. They got by the slimmest of margins, as they say. Now they got to go to Arrowhead Stadium. This is a Texan team that's been outscored by their opponents this year. A team that has been outscored by their opponents has never made it to Championship Sunday. That trend is going to continue. The Kansas City defense played great down the stretch. They lost to Deshaun Watson earlier in the year. I think they'll use that as motivation. Big effort out of Mahomes. Big day out of Tyreek Hill. The Texans struggle with the intermediate passing game. You got wide receivers speedy as the Kansas City boys. They can take a 10-yard slant, take it all the way to the house. I think they're going to win this game going away. I got the Chiefs laying the 9.5. And then last but not least, it's Seattle and Green Bay in the NFL. And I can't find a taker on the Green Bay Packers. Feel like the entire world is on Seattle, not me. I'll be taking the Green Bay Packers here in this spot. I think Seattle beat up. That's going to hurt them. I think Seattle if you look at Russell Wilson's numbers historically at Lambeau, and he's a Wisconsin Badger, and he played some big games in that state, doesn't seem to be his very best against the frozen tundra lead cheeseheads. And I think you get a big, big, big game out of Aaron Jones. Rodgers back in the postseason, ready to rock. And again, this line opened at 3.5. Public all over Seattle goes up a point. I'll roll with the Green Bay Packers in game 4. And then last but not least, I love, love, love the Clemson Tigers. You get them at 6, you get them at 6.5. Doesn't matter. Clemson has not lost a game in quite a while. They're the reigning national champs. They have a guy who will be the number one pick in next year's NFL draft in Trevor Lawrence. This is a showcase game for him. I know it's in the Bayou. I know LSU's been great all year. Joe Burrow's been great all year. I think you'll see the heart of a champion. I cannot envision Clemson going down quietly in this game. And for what it's worth, I think Clemson can win the game outright. I think they're great value on the money line. I definitely think they keep it close. We got a lot of dogs. Vikings. Titans. Chiefs, there's your favorite. Packers, another slight favorite. Clemson, another dog. All right, Mr. Maestro. 3 dogs, 2 favorites. 4 is yours.
Nice job there, sir. Okay, we got Vikings, 49ers. You've got the Vikings. I was trying to find a way to go with Minnesota because they are a hot team, played very well last week, obviously. I think when push comes to shove, though, the 49ers at home, this game belongs to them. If it was 7.5, I might have gone the other way. At 7, I'm going to take the 49ers.
So that half point, that big of a difference for you, huh?
I think so.
And you know what, Harris? In some cases, you say when in doubt, the team you like to win, you take them to cover.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, I think the Vikings got a legitimate chance to win that game.
Not saying they don't. They're a little banged up, as you pointed out as well. So I'm taking San Francisco.
Niners in game 1, okay.
Game number 2, I am with you. I'm going to take the Titans. Now, to me, you got to figure the Ravens are going to do everything they can to stop Derrick Henry, and maybe they will. Maybe they'll slow him down a little bit. This could be a big coming out party for your boy, Ryan Tannehill, on a national basis.
And he's going to have to do a lot more in this game, Harris. He can't throw for 60 yards and expect to have a chance going into that.
No. Well, I think that's where the action is going to be forced a little bit. And the Titans, to me, just have that mojo right now. They're really feeling it. And you're getting 10 points, so why not? Titans plus 10 there against the Ravens. On Sunday, Chiefs and Texans, this one I'll be brief with. I like Kansas City here. The team has been peaking over the last couple of weeks. A little scared about the spread, but it's not going to stop me. Give me KC minus 9.5. And finally, the Seahawks. I've been in love with the Seahawks all season. They've been better on the road than at home. They're on the road. What's the weather going to be in Green Bay this weekend?
That's a good question. That is a good question. It looked like it was going to be ugly earlier in the week. I think it has turned. Mm-hmm. I'll get you the up-to-minute forecast, but it's not going to influence
your pick. Not going to change my pick. It's going to be a nice shootout between two quarterbacks that are unpredictable and obviously both extremely good football players. But I'm going to go with the Seahawks and Russell Wilson with the 4.5 points. And as far as Monday night is concerned, I felt like Clemson's been disrespected all year, which sounds silly. They've been in the top 4, but I felt they were the best team in the country all season. And I think they're going to, I agree with you, they're going to win this game outright. It's hard to pick against LSU after Joe Burrow throws for 7 touchdowns and 400 yards in the first half, for God's sake. But I'm going to do it. Clemson plus 6.
And for what it's worth, Harris, a high of 23 at Lambeau Field on Sunday.
A little chilly.
Packer weather, if I say so myself. All right, Mr. Fliegelman, 4 is yours.
All right, well, game number 1. Unfortunately, I'm going to be doing a lot of agreeing here, but I also like the Vikings. They remind me a lot of another team that recently got a big monkey off their back in the postseason. They can't win. They can't win. This team couldn't win a series. The Vikings and Kirk Cousins couldn't win a big game. And when the Washington Nationals finally won a playoff series, it was a wild card game, but when they finally got that monkey off their back, you saw a team that played a little bit more relaxed. The pressure was off, and they played well. I think you're going to get a similar game from the Vikings here. I don't know if they'll win, but I think they're going to give the Niners a real fight. I've never seen Jimmy Garoppolo in a playoff game. Maybe he makes a mistake or two, and I think Kirk Cousins is actually going to play well. And I think we've done this three or four times already this year, JJ, but if we're wrong here, somebody has to stop us from betting on Kirk Cousins in big games, in road games, because this will be like the third or fourth time this year we've actually given the guy a chance. And I don't think it's worked out very well for us so far.
Although last week we should have been on the side of Kirk Cousins and we would have profited. So take that for what it's worth.
We've been very hit or miss with him. So I'm taking the Vikings. Game number two. This is the game that scares me the most because the Patriot hangover is real for a lot of teams. But I've been on the Titans pretty much every week since Ryan Tannehill took over. They've been great to me all year. Probably the best team for me all season. So I got to roll with them. I'm getting 10 points. They can play keep away from Lamar Jackson. Keep him off the field. I think this can be a close game. I do think the Ravens will win it, but I think the Titans can keep it close, and that's a lot of points for a good team. I'm going to take them. Game three, I think the Chiefs are going to roll over the Texans. The Chiefs are hitting their peak at the right time, offensively and defensively especially, and the Texans, they're an okay team. You can take DeAndre Hopkins out of it. Deshaun Watson doesn't have anywhere else to go with the ball, and if you can kind of keep him in the pocket a little bit, I mean, they barely survived last week against a Bills team that did everything they could to give them the game. Going on the road to Kansas City, I know they've beat them before, but I think that just helps the Chiefs even more because they're going to want to bounce back. I think they beat this team, the Texans, by two touchdowns or more. And game number four, I still think last week, if Carson Wentz doesn't get hurt, if Jadeveon Clowney doesn't lay that dirty hit on Carson Wentz, the Eagles were winning that game. Russell Wilson is incredible, but the rest of the Seahawks are just not that impressive. The Packers have been that team that, I mean, they're doing just enough to find win these games. The line is low. I think they're going to win at Lambeau. I think Aaron Rodgers, not that he wants to put up the gaudy numbers, he doesn't need that, but he's hurt a lot of doubters the last few years. I think he wants to shut people up. I think the Packers are going to win. I'm taking them. And on Monday night, we talked about this, JJ, the night of the semifinals, that this line was going to get wacky, and then it just got higher and higher. Clemson, you're right, Harris. They are being disrespected. This is a team that hasn't lost in 2 years. This is a quarterback who is the number one pick next year, is a national champion. This is the best quarterback that LSU has faced because when they saw Tua, he was banged up. I love Clemson in this game. The line is way too high. People and the public are overreacting to what they saw in the semifinals. Oklahoma did not belong. Ohio State and Clemson would have done some similar things to Oklahoma. So people are a little too high on LSU. Great team. I think they can win the game. But if I have a team in Clemson, again, they haven't lost in 2 years. They have maybe the best quarterback in all of college football. We love Joe Burrow, but Trevor Lawrence, a lot of people, including you and I, would take him over Burrow. I have to take the points with Clemson. It just feels like there's too much value there to pass up.
Clemson. How can you go against them after what you've seen over the last 2 years, especially in these big games? Can't wait for Monday night. Can't wait for the weekend. There you have it. Week, not 16, not 17, not wild card weekend, but the divisional round unlocks. Sad in a way, because we know our football season is coming to an end.